They have no cure for multiple sclerosis. They have no cure for cancer. The medical system don't have a goddamn cure for anything, brother. That's the problem with the medical system. It's just a big scam. You know, I mean, I've treated people with practically every disease known to man with these extracts. And overall, like I said, it's proven to me that there is no other medicine on this planet that even begins to compare with it. Well, I showed everybody how to do it right on the internet. I'm not in Slovenia. I'm in Croatia, in Zagreb. But I'm planning on, I have to go back to Amsterdam in a week or two, and then I'm planning to carry on to go to Africa because we're finally getting some projects underway there because the governments there, they don't mind. See, these governments up like in the Netherlands and places like that, they're trying to keep people from producing the real extracts with the high THC content. You know, and they're trying to downplay the THC, and they got everybody running around with this damn stupid CBD. You know, and CBD is just another cannabinoid, and it does have its own healing powers. But I'm telling you right now, if you got cancer or something like that, you better get the THC into you. Because that's the most effective, you know, all the medical research, Dr. Guzman's research, Seth Group in the U.S., all of these different research groups, they were researching THC, not CBD. So right now, we got all these cancer patients running around looking for CBD extracts. You know, it's unbelievable what's going on here. And like I said, the governments are behind it because, you know, they're corrupted right to the damn core. But, you know, I think, like, I'm hoping by the end of this summer that we'll finally start having some real Rick Simpson oil out there on the market. You know, the real stuff, not this garbage that people are selling with my, you know, they're using my name to sell all this damn trash. And I have nothing to do with any of these people. And you see, the problem right now is, like, all of these seed companies, like, they sell the same strains, but when you order these strains, like, if you take a strain like Northern Lights, practically every seed company sells it. But if you order that damn strain from five different seed companies and you grow those plants, you'll find you're growing five different strains with different medical values. There's no stability in the seed industry. So this is the reason I want to do my own breeding project, and then I can start supplying seeds to people, you know, with known medical values. You know, no more guesswork. Take the guesswork out. You know, I think that this is what this industry needs right now. It needs some real research. It needs these strains to be stabilized, you know, so people can put confidence in what they're buying. And basically, I'm out to spread these genetics, hopefully, all around the world. And so, once I get things established, maybe in July or August or something like that, or maybe in the early fall, I could go to Greece and we could do all of this. Yeah, well, they have no right to control this. They never did. It'd be the same as if they were trying to control corn, for God's sakes. You know, this plant is harmless. It's non-addictive. No one in history has ever died from it. So what damn right do these stupid governments have to regulate it? What we need right now, we don't need legalization, and we don't need decriminalization. We need to have these stupid laws repealed because they're all based in corruption and lies anyway. These laws are not real. They never have been. Now, I'll tell you one thing. They've done one hell of a con job. You know, I'm fighting for everyone's God-given right to go right out in your own backyard or your balcony, grow your own plants, and make your own medicine. I mean, we all have the natural right to do that. But these damn governments have prevented that. And by doing so, you know, when you look at the history of this plant, which was basically always known to be the most medicinal plant on Earth, and then our governments outlaw its medicinal use? That should tell you something, what our governments are about. The governments and the big money, the people that control the pharmaceutical industry and the energy providers and the cotton industry and chemical industry, they're all in bed together. And then none of them want cannabis legalized. Oh, if you're talking about three people, then you're looking at about a half a kilo will produce at least a full cancer treatment. So if you're looking to get like 180 grams or something of extract, you're probably looking between 1 kilo and a kilo and a half of good bud material to produce it from. But it depends on the way you're going to grow it. You know, I mean, indoor growers, they generally grow the plants quite short, you know, maybe 2 feet tall or 2.5 feet tall, very, very small plants. But you take that same plant and you put it outside, it can get huge. I grew plants back in Canada that had a kilo of bud on them. And I have a very poor climate where I come from, but I did have plants that would produce as much as a kilo of good prime bud. Well, if these governments are doing this and they're preventing their people from healing themselves, guess what should happen to these governments? They're not representing the people, George. It's that simple. They never. And same thing in Canada. I started all this way back in 2003, making great big noise about this. The government, instead of reacting and doing what's right and looking into this thing, they turned around and persecuted me. And then they take you to court. And even when I went to court, I came into that court with 10 patients ready to testify. Two had been cured with terminal cancer. I had subpoenaed 6 doctors. They wouldn't let the patients on the stand, they wouldn't let the doctors on the stand, and they wouldn't let me introduce the scientific evidence, because you're not allowed to use a medical argument. Now, what kind of bullshit is that? But they've got the right to put us in jail, as far as I'm concerned. You think you're going to put me in jail over that, then I got the right to shoot you. It's a very sad situation here. I don't want to see violence, but these people, these lawyers, these judges, the oncologists, and most of these doctors, they don't know anything about medicine at all in reality, because they don't follow the Hippocratic Oath. And our governments, who control all of this, they're all controlled by the big money. So who does the people have to represent them? We have to represent ourselves, and we have to get off our own asses and finally demand our damn rights. And we need governments that will actually represent us. Well, they love to pass the chemo out. it's a known fact now that these oncologists, somewhere around 90% of oncologists, if they had cancer themselves, they will not take the treatments they give to us because they already know they don't work. Now, there's your doctors. They get a big kickback on every treatment of chemo that's sold. The doctor himself gets a great big kickback. Boy, that's good medicine now, isn't it? You're paying them thousands of dollars to poison you. That's what it is. It's poison. And the same goddamn thing with radiation. It kills your immune system. It kills the patient. But they want to charge you as much money as they can, before you die. There is no medical system today. It's all a fraud. The whole damn thing. The only doctors I have any respect for at all are the surgeons. We do need surgeons. We get in an accident, something of that nature, we need somebody to put us back together. That side of medicine's all right. But the pill pushers, the oncologists, the psychiatrists, all of those idiots, they should be thrown out in a trash pile somewhere. The old Hippocratic Oath, the real Hippocratic Oath, it states, first do no harm. And if you read down a little bit, it also states, as a physician, I shall not administer poison. But what they did, they took the real Hippocratic Oath and rewrote it. Now the doctors are allowed to pass out the poisons. What a sick joke this is on the whole world. These people have committed genocide on such a scale, because hundreds of millions, if not billions of people, have suffered and died because that medicine wasn't there to treat them. And this has been going on, they outlawed that plant in Canada in 1923, and then 1937 in the U.S., and even countries like India, where Ayurvedic practitioners from 1400 B.C., they've been using cannabis in medicine. But in 1985, the Indian government outlawed it. I can see if this plant actually presented a danger, or if it was addictive, if there was anything harmful about it, I could see the reason for regulation. But like I said, no one has ever died from it, and it is totally non-addictive. Yeah, I heard there's some strange things going on over there. And I also heard they just kicked Bill Gates, the Bill and Belinda Gates Foundation. They tossed them the hell out of India because they've been over there with their vaccinations and harmed thousands of young women. These people are truly criminals of the first order. Big money, they want to depopulate the planet. Well, I had high hopes for Trump, but, you know, I mean, certainly he's better than Clinton would have been. But when the first thing Trump did when he went in there, he put this guy in charge named Jeff Sessions. He's kind of the drug czar. And Sessions has been against cannabis forever. You know, he's just a little idiot that doesn't know anything about anything, but that's the guy Trump picked, and I don't know what's going to happen there, but... I think it's just a matter of ignorance. You know, these people believe their own propaganda. You know, this propaganda's been around for many decades, and a lot of these fools just read the papers from the past, and, oh, yeah, well, we can't allow that. You know, but all of these studies that they presented, you know, that showed the dangers of cannabis, they were all fraudulent. None of them were real. Cannabis never hurt nobody. Yeah. Yeah, no, well, that's what Soros is all about anyway. I mean, that's another guy that should be hung on the end of a hemp rope, and hopefully they will. But, yeah, Soros has caused a lot of harm. But who does Soros work for? Check it out. Now, he's a representative of the Rothschilds. That's what Mr. Soros is. And he's a criminal of the first order, too. Firstly, I hope Donald Trump takes him and throws him in jail for the rest of his life. That's what he deserves. The politics, well, the politics all over the world. I mean, look at the politics in England. Same thing, you know, your BBC and the Daily Mirror and all that. I mean, these are just scandal sheets. All they do is preach propaganda. You know, none of it's real. It is. Well, Christ, I mean, today, the governments are all saying, you know, we need to do more studies. We need human trials. The human trials were done on this back in the early 1800s in England. There was a doctor from Ireland named William Brooke O'Shaughnessy. He went to work for the East India Company in 1833. He spent 9 years in India, and he came across the healing powers of the cannabis hemp plant. So he documented his findings. He went back to England 9 years later in 1841, and he spread that word all over England. And the doctors were, they were passing, at that time, they were passing cannabis medications out left and right. And it was all verified. Actually, even in the first volume of the world-famous medical journal called The Lancet, on page 99 to 101, and this first volume was put out in 1844. From page 99 to 101, they did a review of Dr. Nelligan's book. And he verified all Dr. O'Shaughnessy's findings. And, I mean, this is one of the most famous medical journals in the world. And in particular, they concentrated because he had put quite a bit in this book about treating people with cannabis. And they went all over that. And they gave Dr. Nelligan credit for adding this to the Materia Medica. And that's the encyclopedia that homeopathic practitioners use as a reference guide. So, I mean, the human trials were done over 170 years ago. But they're still trying to tell us, you know, that research is needed. They've killed members of all our families. You know, members of every family have suffered and died just over their goddamn corruption and greed. That's what it's all about. Yeah. When I discovered all this, I went to the local politician in my area, and I mean, I'd known that guy for over 40 years. And I went in and tried to talk to him, and he used to be a policeman. And he seemed like a pretty damn nice guy. But he got into politics, and he wouldn't do a damn thing for anyone. And I mean, and this man knew patients that I had treated. He knew them personally. People I had cured of terminal cancer. He wouldn't do a damn thing for his own people. You know, that's what politicians are about. They're bought and paid for. That man is sitting there now, he's retired, and he's drawing a pension of about $250,000 a year. And what the hell did he ever do for the Canadian people? Absolutely nothing. Yeah, it's frightening. You know, I mean, they just, see, an awful lot of this, well, the big money is behind it, but a lot of this stuff came from the U.S. And then it was just like one country after another. You know, started, the big money come in, and the same thing right here in this region. I mean, this used to be the former Yugoslavia, led by Marshal Tito. They outlawed Kent. Now, this was one of the biggest hemp production areas in the world. I think it was the second biggest hemp production area in the world, in Yugoslavia. 1958, Marshal Tito outlawed the growing and use of cannabis. So I wonder why. But the thing is, the people in this region, they didn't stop growing it. They all continued growing it for their own use. They just did it more quietly, that's all. But there's no massive, no mass growing here as yet. But I see several countries here in Europe now, they're all legalizing medicinal use. And, you know, the door is slowly opening. But, the real healing powers are in the, as far as I'm concerned, you know, they go on about, well, THC makes you high. Well, who gives a shit? Getting high never hurt no one. It just relaxes you and helps you sleep, you know. It's beneficial to healing. So, everything they presented to us was just all based in corruption. And, you know, back when they put these laws in place, we didn't have the internet. You know, communications were very limited in those days. So they got away with it. But thank God for the internet, because, I mean, there's a lot of bullshit on the internet. I have to admit that. But without the internet, we could have never got, this type of message to the people. So I'm very grateful for it. There's so many young people and children, just dying for no damn reason. And I honestly look at these oncologists and if you or I, if we were treating people with cancer, using chemotherapy and radiation, I mean, after 5 years, and if I looked at my success rate and it was only 1 or 2%, I think I would clue into the idea that these treatments are not working, but these guys are all making too damn much money, so they don't want to ever clue in. As a matter of fact, the pharmaceutical industry wants to do, they want to mix the cannabinoids from these extracts with the chemo. Take the poison and the cure at the same time. That way you can live longer and we can suck more money out of you. Now, the first guy that came to me with a dog, he came to the house. The dog was so sick he didn't bring the dog with him. But he told me, he said, I've had this dog for 7 years, and it's, I've been to two vets now. It's got terminal cancer. And one veterinarian told him when he did the blood test, he said, I can't believe this dog is still alive. And I had healed a relative of his. And so he asked me, he said, would these extracts work on an animal? And I said, of course, because animals have the same endocannabinoid system that humans have. I said, of course it'll work on it. So I only gave him a couple grams. I didn't have much at the time, so I gave him a couple grams. Within a week, because he told me the dog wasn't eating or anything. Within a week, that dog was eating normally again, and it was going with him every day in his truck. And he came back, I guess it was about 2 or 3 weeks later, and I gave him another few grams of extract. And about a month afterwards, he came back to the house. He had the dog with him. And he walked through the door, and he looked at me, and he said, I think we've been lied to. And I said, yeah, and you got the proof standing right beside you, wagging his tail. And, it's very effective in the treatment of all animal life. But actually, dogs are my favorite patients because they don't ask questions. they just take the extract and heal. This is what people have such a hard time with, because it's all so damn simple. I don't understand. I look at the Ayurvedic. I did a lecture when I was in, or a couple lectures when I was in India, and one of the lectures I did was at an Ayurvedic college. Like I said, these people have been using cannabis as a medication for thousands of years. But there was about 120 Ayurvedic practitioners there when I did the lecture, and you should have seen the look on their, when I started talking about the healing power of these extracts, you should have seen the look on their face. Now, how the hell could you work with a healing plant for that length of time and not realize that the medicinal part of it is actually the resins? I mean, it's the same if you buy bud to smoke to get high. If it's got no resin on it, you're not going to get high. There's nothing there to get you high at all. But the resin is actually what does the healing too. So, it's just like the whole world, and I was so disappointed too in India, because that's more or less the homeland of cannabis, or that region. And when I went there, the caliber of the cannabis was very, very poor. It was all seeded. They didn't even bother to take the males out. These people didn't even know how to grow it right. You know, I was astounded when I, you know, it was the same thing in Central America. You know, I spent 7.5 months in Costa Rica and Honduras. And, of course, they're big with the cocaine and shit there. But I mean, perfect climate for cannabis. Some of these, like in Honduras, you can buy a pound of cannabis for $30. But it's garbage, it's very low quality, and the same thing as India, all seeded, because it's not grown properly. It's beyond belief what's going on. 2.5 years ago, when I heard all about Uruguay going to legalize and do all of these wonderful things with cannabis, I sat down. I mean, I'm pretty damn well known. So I sat down and I wrote the president of Uruguay a letter telling him who I was, and I had it all translated into Spanish. And, I told them that I wanted to come there and help get their medical program underway. Never heard a damn thing. Then, about 2 months later, I sent another letter to the group in Uruguay that's in charge of all of this. Same thing. Never got a reply. And then a month or two afterwards, I heard that Mr. Soros had paid the president of Uruguay a visit. And then shortly afterwards, I found out that Monsanto is in there with their genetically modified cannabis seeds. So Uruguay is just a shithole. They've branched out. There's so many of these genetic modification companies, but they're all kind of affiliated with Monsanto. And you're right. Now Bayer owns Monsanto, you know, so they're all going to, I mean, it's just a big game. You know, we're going to give you genetically modified food that has no nutrient value, which is going to make the public more sickly. And then guess what they're going to have to do? They're going to have to buy more medicine from Bayer. You know, I mean, talk about conflict of interest. Jesus Christ, when is this going to end? Yeah, but the people themselves, they just walk around in this damn daze they're in. You know, this is the problem, George, honestly, with people. If they would just come to realize that this whole world we live in is just an illusion, and it's an illusion created by the rich elite, and we're the ones suffering and dying for it. You know, and it just doesn't make sense. Well, it's the same with the corruption, George. We know corruption surrounds us, for Christ's sakes. Everywhere we look, we see corruption, but nobody does anything about it. You know, it's just like, well, it'll fix itself. No, it won't fix itself. It'll just get worse. And that's what it's done on a continuous basis for the last few decades. These governments, especially like when I look at Canadian government, I used to be proud to call myself a Canadian, and I thought that Canada really was a wonderful country until I discovered all of this. And I seen the way the government reacted, you know, and then I found out that actually the country of Canada is actually a corporation. what a farce. In Canada and U.S., when they outlawed this plant, I mean, that was a long time ago. And how many people have died that could have been saved? You know, this is genocide on the grandest scale imaginable. And it's been going on for decades. This is a problem, you know, because you see, most of these people, they're not thinking rationally at all. And if you confront them with the truth, It breaks that little ball they're living in, or that little bubble they're living in. And they just, and I've seen people, I've walked up to people and given them, you know, copies of Run from the Cure. And I gave this one day to a woman who worked in the court system in Amherst. I seen her in a local shopping mall. And I pulled out the video and I passed it to her. And she looked at it and she said, "Oh no, I can't look at that." You can't look at a video? You know, don't want to accept reality. You know, the problem is with most people, they all think that they're, I mean, I was the same way. We all think we're highly intelligent and no one could brainwash us. You know, but when you discover what I did and you see the level of brainwashing, you know, I came to realize very quickly that I didn't know shit. And neither does anybody else. But they won't admit it. That's the problem. And the higher the education they have, the more they'll stand against this. You know, it's pathetic. Yeah, educated stupid. That's what I call it. Well, the Rothschilds, yes, and Rockefellers, they control the education system. They control the curriculum that's taught. You know, it's beyond comprehension, brother. You know, I've done like these medical lectures all over Europe with some of the top experts in the world, like Dr. Lemire Hanouch and Dr. Paul Hornby, Dr. Robert Malamy. You know, I mean, these guys are the top people in the field. You know, and even the experts are all agreeing with me. But, the people love what we're saying, and it is causing cannabis to be recognized again, finally. But the governments have done everything they can to ignore it. Well, when we went to Macedonia, like we did lectures in Slovenia, Serbia, and Macedonia in 2014. When we went to Macedonia, 70% of the people in that country were against the legalization of medical cannabis. 70% against. 4 days later when we left, 70% were in favor. But, you know, it frustrates me to no end, George, because, you know, I know that, you know, we can bring these medicines up to even much higher healing levels than they already are, and I know how to do it. But they've always held me back. But now, finally, these countries are opening the door, and they want me to go there and grow these, you know, very, very potent strains of cannabis, you know, for healing. And so, what I see is once I get the door open and once the extracts become available in Africa, you know, the rest of the countries will just fall like dominoes because people will be coming from everywhere to get the real extract. And so this will spread like wildfire once we get the real stuff out there. But there's at least two countries there that are very interested in me coming. And from what I understand, there's several other countries in Africa that are getting into this. I mean, this AIDS epidemic. You know, what takes care of AIDS? Cannabis extracts. there's a clip or a documentary up on YouTube where there's a doctor admitting that they actually contaminated these vaccines and shipped them to these different countries. So part of this is caused, you know, from the vaccinations. That part wouldn't surprise me at all. But like I said, they treat AIDS with antibiotics mostly. You know, the first AIDS patient I ever treated, he was taking 36 pills a day. 36 pills. And he was looking, he had AIDS for 20 years, he was dying, and he was looking to go and buy a walker. When he heard about me, and then he contacted me, that was years ago when I was still in Canada, and I told him how to produce the extracts right over the phone. He went and produced the extracts. In 1 month, that man called me back. He said, Rick, he said, I'm out jogging, you know, out running. And he said, I've stopped taking 26 of the medications they had me on. He said, I'm still taking 10. And I said to him, I said, why? Why are you taking it? And he said, you don't think I need it. And I said, well, look what the cannabis extracts are already doing. So he stopped taking all of the medications. As far as I know today, that man's as healthy as a horse. I mean, I simply did what was right, brother. In 2003, when I cured my own cancer, and the medicine had already been of much great benefit even before that, but then I started really getting loud about this. You know, I thought the government would do something, but, you know, they all stood against it. But I realized, I said, you know, like, if this medicine isn't there, my own children and my own grandchildren and everybody's children, they don't have a future. They need this medicine to survive. You know, so I just looked at it and said, it's the right thing to do. And I have no regrets for ever doing it. And I didn't do it to become famous or any of this nonsense, although I guess that's what I've become. But I'm just an ordinary man. You know, I just simply did, you know, what we all should do. You know, tell the truth and do what's right. The man that came out and said that, you know, man is his own worst enemy, that was a very wise man, and he was 150% correct, because we truly are our own worst enemies. You know, because we let these idiots rule us. They win. But I don't see, there's no winning now. They're just playing games, you know, we're going to try to control it. But there's enough people on this planet now that know the truth. Millions of people have used these extracts, and they've healed themselves with them. So, you know, and if the pharmaceutical industry actually has control of this, the pharmaceutical industry would never provide you with the high-quality extracts that I did, because they don't want to heal you. They want you coming back over and over, repeat business. That's what it's all about for these guys. So, Yeah, consumers for life. So in reality, no pharmaceutical company would ever produce a better medication than you can produce yourself. As a matter of fact, anything you produce yourself would be a hell of a lot better than anything they would give you. It's that simple. And eventually, it may take a year or two, but finally people are just going to come together and say, to hell with you, the governments. You know, they're going to grow their cannabis, and what can the governments do? I mean, I just know the truth about this subject, and I know a great deal about these extracts. And, I mean, once you've seen, you know, like, I mean, I've seen literally hundreds and hundreds or even thousands of what people would call miracles. And they were all generated from these extracts. You know, when you think of the people, how many people have died from AIDS? How many people have died from MS? Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's, cancer, all of these, you know, and they're all treatable. Well, they do the same thing with MS, multiple sclerosis, incurable. You know, eventually you won't be able to walk, you'll wind up in a wheelchair, you know, your double vision and all of the other things that go along with multiple sclerosis, totally incurable. I got people here that live nearby that had multiple sclerosis, and today they can run like a deer. You know, they don't have MS anymore. As a matter of fact, it's funny, in Croatia, these people were getting pensions because they were diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. They're still drawing the pensions because they don't have the disease anymore. Well, the government hasn't recognized it yet, but as soon as they recognize the medicine, then they won't have to pay those pensions. So, I mean, this when this medicine comes out in a big way, there's going to be a lot less organ transplants and there's going to be a lot less operations. But from what I've seen, the surgical side of medicine was all in favor of it. But the pill pushers, the oncologists and the psychiatrists and all that bunch, of course, they're not in favor of it because it's going to affect them very badly. But the truth is, I think in a very short time from now, within maybe 3-4 years, we're only going to need about 1/10 the number of doctors that we have today, because we'll be able to stay home and heal ourselves. Well, most of the patients that I treated, and it's the same with me, I mean, I haven't seen a doctor other than that operation. I haven't seen a doctor in years, and I haven't taken any damn pills. So, you know, what happens with me, if I start feeling bad or something like that, then I just go out and if I don't have any extract, I'll go out and get some. And I start taking the extract until I feel right again. I don't need to go to a doctor to tell me that I'm sick. You know, when I already have the medicine to heal myself, what the hell do I need a doctor for? Probably first 3 weeks, when people begin taking these extracts and increasing their doses, for the first 3 weeks, all they do is sleep. They're in bed all the damn time. You know, and I always warn people, you know, for the first 3 weeks or so, don't drive your car until you get the feel of it. But afterwards, you're perfectly safe to drive your car because cannabis does not affect your motor skills. You know, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, things of that nature, yeah, that affects your motor skills and it makes you unsafe to drive. But cannabis does not affect your motor skills. I mean, you hear all this, you know, we're going to, you know, they want to take people off the road that have cannabis in them or THC in them. You know, and the same cop who's giving you the ticket is probably full of opiate painkillers. You know, they're the ones that are impaired, not us. There's so many of these drugs they're using today that are so damn harmful. You know, I treated a man in Amherst, Nova Scotia with lung cancer. They just sent him home to die. They checked him out. He had lung cancer, both lungs. They didn't even offer him chemo. They just gave him morphine and sent him home. They said, you've got 3 months to live. Well, a week or so later, his family got in touch with me, and we got him under treatment. 3 months later, his breathing was down to 70%. And on top of that, he was a smoker. So 3 months later, he smoked 2 packages of cigarettes every day during the treatment. Every day, as a matter of fact, Eric Donkin himself, right on Run from the Cure, talks about this because it was his father that I'm speaking of. And Eric openly stated right on Run from the Cure that every day you could see the improvement. At the end of 90 days, his breathing was back to 100% and both lungs completely clear, completely cancer-free. 7 months later, he went to a doctor, and the doctor gave him a steroid to increase his appetite. 2 days later, he died from an embolism caused from the steroid. after surviving terminal lung cancer. The doctor killed the patient. That's what they do, brother. Well, you know, I mean, it's like I said, I've done, you know, lectures in medical schools here in Europe, and these are big events. And not one damn doctor has ever got up to take me on. See, they won't go near that stage when I'm on it because they know damn well I'm going to tear them to pieces because they're not following their own Hippocratic Oath, and they know it. So the doctors are terrified of me. Kind of funny, isn't it? Doctor's afraid of an engineer. Well, it's kind of funny, you know, I spent my whole damn life, you know, doing maintenance work. I was a power engineer by trade anyway, but I spent my whole life fixing things. And then finally I got broke, and who had to fix me? I did. Because the medical system, I'd have been dead long ago if I had to listen to those idiots.